Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of In Love. I am so happy to be here with you all today. I'm glad that you've tuned in to listen to this new podcast on the topic of modesty. Now, this is a very, very hot topic, sometimes quite controversial topic, but I think it's something that we need to address and is important to talk about, especially as Christians. And so I have with me today Sister Alicia and also Sister Isabel. Thank you so much. We've all put a lot of effort into preparing this for you today. And I think we can get right into it, starting with you, Sister Alicia.
Yes, so this is a topic that we would like to discuss because we truly believe that God calls us to be modest in different types of ways, but especially as well in the way that we present ourselves to the world, in the way that we dress. And knowing God's character, we also believe that His command is ultimately for our benefit because He just wants the best for us. We all had our, I think we can all attest to the fact that we all had our unique journeys with modesty. We understand it can be challenging to even discern what is pleasing to God, considering that there are a lot of influences and barriers when it comes to trying to dress more modestly in this current world. Simple things like having a small budget might lead someone to be more tending to want to grab what's affordable, what's straight off the shelf. And sometimes the way they fabricate the clothing, well, with trying to save on cost of production, they'll make it less covering and cheaper fabric. So it might not really put you at the best advantage to dress more modestly, even if you wanted to. And also on social media, we're constantly exposed to different types of trends, and I think that plays a big part in the decisions that we can make in terms of
Definitely.
selecting our outfits. So today, what we want to explore is more so the spiritual aspect of modesty, and we're hoping that later then we can delve more into the practical aspects on a different podcast. We'll be centering the conversation mainly around women because we're all women on this panel,
Yes.
so we can relate most to it from this point of view. And I don't know about you all, but I sense that immodest clothing tends to be heavily marketed towards women. So I think this is a big reason as well why we're talking more for women today. Very important thing that we want you all to know. Anyone who's listening to this podcast right now, it's important for us to have this discussion by making sure that our heart posture is correct. So we don't
Yes.
want to come from a point of view of condemnation, but more so from love. And I'm sure you
I
can
think that's
all.
really important, like just not coming from a place of judgment.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And that's something that is our main focus, that we're constantly making sure to keep that as a priority. Like I said, we've all had our personal journeys, our own unique journeys, and even ongoing journeys, because we still constantly have to learn how to navigate this world. So many things are always changing. So we understand. Yes, Nicole. Yeah.
Yeah, and just speaking about the journey part, it is different for everybody. Some people are coming from a home where things were very conservative and modesty was pushed a lot growing up. Others maybe not so much. I know for myself, coming from a very Caribbean background, it was more or less about, not dressing like a particular type of woman. In so many words, you don't want to be seen or viewed in a particular way. so more about like how others perceive you rather than it being not only about, you know, the outward, but also the inward, you know? And I think that also makes a difference. It's not just about how other people are going to look at me, but if Jesus was standing right next to me, or, you know, yeah, how would he perceive that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and further to that, we definitely understand how triggering the topic can be, if you've been experiencing internal conflicts, or if you were harshly called out by someone in a way that it set you up to feel embarrassed, you know. I think we can all attest to the fact that sometimes you can be corrected, but in such a harsh manner that it kind of makes you recoil at the idea of even trying to like spiritually advance in that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just encouraging you that, you know, this is a journey. Modesty is a journey, and it takes time for you to have that inner transformation. It takes time for God to change, work on your heart and transform your mind. And, you know, with time, you'll be able to get some more discernment the more that you build your relationship with God. So if you're not exactly where you know you want to be, or, you know, if you've been recently judged, just don't feel too badly about it, because it's not an obvious thing to just grasp, you know, in today's society. It's really not.
No, and especially when we think about our walk with Christ, it's really God that's going to transform your heart and do what he's going to do when it comes to your own salvation and your own walk. So I feel like that's important to note too. Sometimes when we become a Christian, we think, oh my goodness, I have to like be perfect right away. But God is going to speak to you and work on different parts, you know, that need fixing as you continue to follow him, as long as you trust him and allow him, you know, to do that work in you, right? If somebody calls you out, am I immediately going to become defensive, or am I going to maybe hear it out and match it with what the scripture says and steadily start to work on that? But it's really important to note that God is the one, Jesus is the one that's going to do that work in you.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I just want to add to that, because Sister Nicole, you're right. It's something that the Holy Spirit does through us, right? And sanctification is a process. It takes time. It doesn't go from one day to another. And I would also say that it's important to know the difference between conviction and like shame. And shame is not of God. And conviction, if you feel that, it shows that the Holy Spirit is leading you, right? So it can be sometimes a bit scary, or it might not be always the best feeling, you know, to feel like, oh, I'm being called out or something, like when you feel that conviction. But just know that that conviction shows that you are being sanctified. And if it gets to a point of shame, or if a brother or a sister in Christ shames you, know that that's not of God, and that those are not things that you need to focus on. You know, focus on letting God continue to transform you.
You become a new creature, right? We're becoming new creatures. We are new creatures in Christ, and you know, all things are passed away. And so, again, like Sister Isabel was saying, if you're feeling convicted about something, particularly when it comes to the way you're dressing, it could have been based on what somebody said, or another, just your own looking in the mirror, realizing that this no longer serves me, and we'll get more into that, then allow the Holy Spirit to work in you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen to that. So let's get into what is modesty? So the Merriam-Webster dictionary defines it as the quality of not being too proud or confident about yourself or your abilities. And some of the synonyms that you can find are things like down-to-earthness, humbleness, humility, meekness. So before we explore all of this, I thought we can go into a scripture, specifically into 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 to 4. And I'll read it here. It says, "Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles and the wearing of gold jewelry or fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's eye or in God's sight." So, what do you ladies, what are some of your first thoughts that come to mind?
So, I definitely do think that modesty is something that, you know, when we first hear the word modesty, we think, okay, we have to be covered from our neck down to our toes. And like, we think about just the outward appearance. But I do think it's important to, like it's being said here in 1 Peter, to know that it's also a heart posture. And that it's not just the outward appearance. I think sometimes, you know, like you both were mentioning before, we all come from different backgrounds. We, for some people, you know, modesty in on the outward appearance, it may be easier for some, harder for some, depending on your background. But it goes deeper than that. And I think it's important to not just think that, oh, because I cover up and I dress in a modest way, that I've done enough. That's just the outward appearance. And we have to know that the Lord also looks at our heart posture. So we want to have a modest heart posture as well, which is described in this verse.
Amen.
As a quiet and gentle spirit.
Amen. Amen. I also, I love God's character. I love what Peter is describing here, especially about clothing yourself with the beauty that comes from within. So we're not to be overly concerned, you know, with outward appearance. And it's more important to develop a spirit of godliness, a spirit of Christ. And that's what's most important, right? And we have so many things in society right now that are telling us otherwise, that are influencing us in different ways. And I think that this is like the best kind of influence you can get is in the Word of God, right? So inside and out, how can I walk and dress and do everything that I have to do, my behavior, my demeanor, everything? How can that reflect God and God's character and God's Word more and more each day, right? So I really love that. And you know, for even if you're not married, even if you're single, I still feel like this scripture applies even for single women. Like, you one day might want to have a husband, right? So you want to attract somebody that's going to be attracted to modesty and not attracted to something else, right? So it's good to practice this as you move forward.
And yeah, so from what I'm gathering, there's the aspect of being modest and not being boastful about your physical modesty, in a sense, you know, like not letting it overwrite what's really in your inner heart. Mm-hmm. But then also, if we go back to the physical modesty side of things, I think what's an interesting question that we can sometimes ask ourselves is, what characteristics is an outfit bringing out of you when you put it on? You know, like what comes to your mind visually when you think about a gentle and quiet spirit, and how is it being conveyed through your outfit, through your clothing? Is that something that you all have thought of? Or
yeah. Definitely. Definitely. I mean, I've been young. I still consider myself young, but there are certain things that I used to wear that when I think about it now, what was I looking for? I think I was looking for more attention, looking for more of a sexual kind of attention, looking to be sexy, right? Because you wanted you, or for at least for myself, I wanted that kind of attention when I would make those choices to wear something a little bit more provocative. And that is the truth. But as a Christian, like, yes, I have those who are looking at me, obviously they shouldn't, especially if it's a man of God. But I also have a responsibility not to cause somebody to feel like they want to slip and fall and, you know, get into lust, right? I don't want to dress in a way that might, you know, cause someone to sin either. I feel like it works both ways. And again, this is one of those things where the deeper, or the more growth, I should say, the more you grow with God, the more these things kind of stand out to you, because it's not to say that it's against the law for you to dress in something a little bit more provocative. Nobody's going to arrest me if I, you know, wear a really short shorts, or if I go to the beach in like something, you know, that's showing a lot of my body. But the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 23, that, you know, not everything is lawful. If you look at the NLT version, it says, you say, I am allowed to do anything, but not everything is good for you. You say, I am allowed to do anything, but not everything is beneficial. So just because, you know, I'm not going to be hauled off in handcuffs for dressing, you know, in a particular or a provocative or a way that's not modest, doesn't mean that it's right.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't make it right. But I feel like in my younger days, I did surely wear some things that I definitely wouldn't wear today. I would think twice before wearing that, because I just don't want to have a reason for God to chide me. You know, the more you get closer to him, the more you want to please him, right? So I also want to dress in a way that's going to please him.
I actually love, Sister Alicia, how you linked inward modesty to like outward modesty. Because like you said, like, what's our intention, and does our intention reflect what Peter described as modesty inwards, you know? So I think a lot of people say it, like, even in the world, like in the world, people will say that they express themselves through their clothing, right? So I think that your outward appearance can definitely be informative in some sense about your inward, right? Mm-hmm. So I do think that if you're dressing in a way where your intention is to get attention from certain people, to for people to gaze upon you, or to, you know, just walk down the street and have people look at you, I don't feel like that's reflective of a gentle and quiet spirit. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like the two can necessarily coexist. So I definitely do think, like, you brought up an important point, Sister Alicia, because when you look at your intention, like, if you think to yourself, is this reflective of a gentle and quiet spirit? Mm-hmm. I think that can be a lot more informative of, okay, should I switch up a bit?
Mm-hmm.
Should I reflect more on what I'm trying to do with my clothing, on what's my intention? And just to add on also to what Sister Nicole said, that you also want to honor God in everything you do.
Amen.
Even down to the way you dress, right? So I have a scripture here. I'm just going to pull it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1 Corinthians 10:13.
While you look, there was one thing that you were saying there, and I feel like it's really important to just again reiterate that's the standard. The standard is the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is so precious to God. Like, let that be the standard.
Yeah. And I feel like I might hit the scripture that you're trying to look for, Sister Isabel. And before we move on, you know, we're going to also talk about what about for the people who consciously they're not deciding to put on an outfit to gain certain types of attention. Perhaps they don't even want anything to do with it. But subconsciously, there's like a disconnect because there's so much, how do you call it, when you get used to seeing something, like the standard for what is modest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sorry. The standard for what is modest kind of warps with the trends, right? So you might put on an outfit, especially if you're maybe in your teenage years, thinking, yeah, it doesn't look that bad. But if you take some steps back, it still invites the attention that you may not want, right? So that's something that we're going to look at very soon.
Definitely. And the scripture talks about this, you know, not to conform. In Romans 12 verses 2, it says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect, right? So I think just like that, what you're saying about society and like being young, being a teenager, it's not that bad. Just because other people are doing it or just because they're dressing that way. But the scripture clearly states that we shouldn't copy those behaviors and we should always, you know, follow God's directives when it comes to everything basically that we do.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm wondering if this is what you wanted to say from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20, as it reads.
That our body is a temple?
Yes, that's exactly what I was getting.
Amen.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, so in that verse, this is what it reads. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought with a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies.
Yeah. So just thinking about how our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, like you have to take that much more care of it when you approach it in that sense, right? Mm-hmm. And you, like it says in the scripture, you want to honor God with that temple, right? So mm-hmm. you have to also think to yourself, is how I'm dressing honoring to God? Is it glorifying God? So mm-hmm. I think that's an interesting question to ask yourself when you're also questioning yourself on modesty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It might seem like something very harmless. I'm wearing a really tight fitting pants. Like, am I going to wear a top that covers the, you know, waist down? Am I not going to, you mm-hmm. know, do that? And it's not to be legalistic. It's to question, not with me, Sister Alicia or Sister Isabel, but you and God, whether or not doing this is or wearing something like this is going to honor God. So this is a very personal, individual thing that you need to kind of work out with your God, right? I think that, yeah, I think that it's very, very personal, you know?
Yes. And to add to that, actually, there's this tip that I wanted to refer to that was mentioned by a Christian YouTuber. Her name is Casey Nicole. And she said, you know, visualize, I think Sister Nicole, you mentioned it earlier, visualize yourself if you were meeting Jesus. Like, how would you dress knowing that you're about to go meet Jesus? Let's say you're meeting up for coffee, you know? And that is such an interesting way to put it, because, you know, from my personal experience, when I was younger, I remember sometimes I would wear things that were risque. So like, it's not super outrageous, but it's still not as modest as I know I could have done.
Yeah.
And it's like, I would justify it, you know? Like, I would tell myself, well, everyone is doing it. And again, I think deep down, you still know, like there, you still have an inner conviction to a certain extent, because if you were to go to a job interview, for example, you know that you're going to try to find the most appropriate fitting outfit, right? You wouldn't even want to risk sending a different message. You would want to convey professionalism, you know, like put togetherness, and you would want the attention to center around your skills and your competencies.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes we can ask ourselves, like, if I can dress like that for a potential employer, why not dress that way when I'm going to do the groceries or when I'm going to church, for example, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes we can take a step back and be, just have an honest discussion with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you do need some, you do need conviction for growth. So yeah, that's what I would say.
Yeah, no, definitely. I know we don't like it, but that's actually what prunes us and shapes us, is when, you know, when we're convicted of something, or when God speaks to us about something, and it could be through somebody else, you know, it could be through listening to a podcast, it could be, you know, in different ways. But I think it's all about the perspective. Like, am I going to listen to this and actually try to apply it to my life and see if this is an area that I need to work on, like, or I would need to, you know, work through with God, or is it not? Maybe it's something else. But I think that what we're sharing here is just kind of some tips about how to go about resolving that issue, and what you could do in order to try to test and see whether or not something is appropriate, and we're basing it on the word of God.
Yeah, I definitely do. I like how Sister Alicia, you said, would I wear this in front of Jesus, right? And I think another way to think about it, like you said, would I wear this at a job interview or with my employer? Or even think, would I wear this, would I feel comfortable wearing this in church? You know, would I feel comfortable walking into church in this outfit? And if you feel like you don't, or if you feel like it's not appropriate for that specific environment, then in your everyday life, when you're trying to, like we said before, honor God in everything that you do, right? Why wouldn't you want to do that much more for God? If you're trying to dress modestly for the church or for the employer, or for the job interview, you should try to dress that much more to honor God in everything you do. And God is always, he's always there with you, you know, and he's always watching. He's always there to walk with you. And I just feel like we should aim to honor him, again, like I had said before, in everything that we do. And mm-hmm. actually, since I was able to tie it back to what I said before, I found this, the other scripture that I was talking about.
Yeah.
It wasn't 1 Corinthians 10:13. It was 1 Corinthians 10:31. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it reads, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So we don't just wanna act like we're honoring God within church, right?
Mm-hmm.
We wanna honor him all the time.
All the time, even when people are not looking, when nobody's around, when you think no one's around, you still want to make sure that you are honoring him.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I wanted to explore Proverbs chapter 11, verse 22. And this scripture, I find it's like more direct in a sense, because it's like really capturing our attention. So here's what it means. Like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful woman who shows no discretion. Okay. This scripture, what it reminds me so much is how much God really cares about us. Like, from the woman's perspective of things, you know, when you dress modestly, it actually showcases your beauty so, so much more, I find. I find that when you take the time to kind of buy maybe outfits that are more flattering, you know, they cover you more, but that doesn't mean that you can't look beautiful. You can, for example, define your waist. You can still look really beautiful, but there's just something about when a woman dresses modestly, it really brings out her beauty. And this has been my personal journey for me. Like, I've experienced such a transformation in regards to that. And I think that if you can feel that just in a natural sense, it just goes to show how when God puts down a guideline, it's for your spirit, but even naturally you benefit from it. The type of people you attract around you shifts based on the way that you dress, because like Sister Isabel said, how you dress is going to convey what's on the inside. And as much as we would like to think that it is a free world and we can do whatever we want, which we can in regards to dressing to a certain extent, at the end of the day, the type of people you're going to attract is going to shift based on how you present yourself. And I just want us women to keep that in mind, not see it as a form of shame. It is not shame. It's a tool. It's a tool for you to also take, to consider using. You know, for single women out there, single women of God, if you are looking for a man of God, trust me, how you dress is going to play an influence on how you're able to attract that said man of God. Mm-hmm. So just keeping that in mind.
Yeah, and I think I actually have this perspective, or try my best to use that perspective with all of God's laws and just obedience in general, that they're not laws or rules or whatever to kind of limit me, but it's to my benefit. It's actually there to help me. It's for my good, right? Because God loves me. And we can use it and use that perspective, even as we're talking about, you know, a beautiful woman who lacks discretion, or dressing in a way that is immodest. I think that, you know, it actually does the reverse. And I loved what you said, Sister Alicia, about how beautiful it can be to dress in a modest way. But it seems like society in some ways has it backwards, and we think that the less kind of we wear, or the more we show, the more beautiful we'll be. But that's actually not the case. So I think, you know, in this scripture, God is imploring us to be wise. You know, all of the Proverbs really are there to provide us with wisdom if we take heed. So yeah, I when I read that, I'm like, okay, it's not just about being beautiful on the outside. You also have to be beautiful on the inside, and you want to be beautiful to be around. You want to act in a way that you know, will not only be beneficial to yourself, but to others. That would be pleasing to God. And it's not wrong. There's nothing wrong with kind of taking care of like your outer appearance and all of that, but you also want to focus on the heart as well. So it's really twofold.
And it will bring out your beauty.
Yeah, that's
the catch. It's like, in the midst of that transformation, you will become 10 times more beautiful. I guarantee you, I'm going to say that with confidence.
I just wanted to add on to something that Sister Nicole keeps mentioning, how, you know, God doesn't do things to restrict us or punish us, right? A lot of times it's for our protection. And I do think that when we focus on our beauty coming from within rather than the outside, right? We have to let God work on our inside, right? To make us beautiful. So when we rely our beauty or our self-worth on that, when we look at God, in order to define our beauty and define our self-worth, I think that in that way, we're also avoiding falling into the trap of glorifying our own bodies, glorifying or maybe idolizing ourselves, you know, the way we look. And I think that can become very dangerous because it can become idolatry, but also it can lead to a lot of insecurities. But if you rely your beauty on and your self-worth on God, then you know what God says about you, and you know what God is doing within you. And how can you be insecure if you know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made by God, you know?
Yeah, that's like a major, that is a really, really great point that you brought forward. And I'm sure Alicia has stuff to add. But yeah, I mean, I'm not God, I don't know everything, but I think that, yes, for some people, their bodies, their temples become something that they get prideful about, they get puffed up about, they start to idealize, and it's like, I'm going to post this and I'm going to look for those affirmations from people all over the world instead of, you know, being affirmed and validated by Christ. And it turns into a vicious cycle, because when you don't get those likes, when you don't get that attention, then you kind of, the foundation is shaky, you know? But yeah, you can start to really, pride can get in the way there. So I'm really happy you brought that up.
Yeah, that's a good point to, I think we can finish on that. That was a very solid point. Thank you, Sister Isabel.
Yeah, so thank you so much. Thank you so much. This was a really rich, rich discussion. I hope that those who are listening gain something from it, and were able to kind of take notes, whether it be on paper or just mental notes about what modesty is and what God expects. And again, if you are in the Montreal area and you don't have a home church, you are more than welcome to attend Rehoboth Church of God. We're located at 4874 Grand Boulevard. And as I always close all of these podcasts, let everything you do be done in love. And that's 1 Corinthians 16, chapter 16, verse 14. And I just want to say God bless you all, and thank you for listening.